In this episode, let's talk about what happens when legal wins and marketing loses.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
You know, a lot of my clients are in heavily regulated industries. It could be medical or financial or legal. And what I've discovered is there's always this battle that takes place. I mean, this shouldn't be groundbreaking, but it's always a battle between what marketing wants to say and what legal finalizes, right? So like one at every one of our video projects, when we're in the scripting stage, there's three rounds of editing revisions because we know it's going to take roughly three times to go back and forth between my team, our client's marketing team, and their legal team, and then back through the rinse and repeat cycle. And we know that when we get into the storyboarding, three rounds. And when we get into the video editing part, roughly about three rounds. And in each one of those rounds, there's a dance that takes place between marketing and legal. And so I find it very interesting. I was just listening to a commercial, and the commercial said, text 333 to get up to five marketing messages sent directly to your phone for free. And I thought, man, that is the dumbest marketing I've ever heard. Obviously, legal won and marketing lost. So let's spend a few moments talking about how you navigate that path, because a lot of marketers, and I don't know how to quantify this, because in my head, I'm really thinking most, but I probably should be polite and just say a lot or many. So many marketers, what their desired is to legal, and then legal is the one, the final arbiter, the final decision maker on the copy and what is said. Now, I want to give you a different paradigm, a different way of looking at this. The reason legal wins is because legal isn't getting objection. They're not getting examples of what other people are presenting in the same type of context in the same industry. So at the end of the day, legal wins and marketing surrenders and ends up with a stupid message like text 333 to receive up to five marketing messages sent directly to your phone for free. You see, the legal people don't realize that nobody wants up to five marketing messages sent directly to their phone. It needs to be something of unique value, right? Like what if these people were smart on the marketing team, they would go back to legal right there and say, hey, how do you know it's successful with that messaging? Because I'm willing to tell you there's not a single person that's going to convert to receive up to five free marketing messages sent directly to their phone. Nobody's going to convert for that, which means the ad sucks and it doesn't fulfill the business's primary mission of driving people into a database so they can convince and convert them down the road, which is an epic fail. Like one of those fails, like why even do the ad if you're not getting people into your database, if that's their goal? So how does marketing win against legal that is so used to playing this game and telling marketing who's in charge and what's going to be the final decision? You know, legal's not the judge and they're not the juror. In fact, if you want to present your marketing in the right way, you have to, your job and your company and the shareholders and the investors are all expecting marketing to start pulling together their own data, to do their own research, to bring their own case to legal. So in that context, you have to be tracking all of your competitors' ads, their videos, their call to actions. And the next time you go to legal and you're like, here's the one we want to do, text 333 to receive blah, 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 something of value. When you come out with your best first, this is what we want, and legal pushes back and gives you the stupid legal way of saying it that's not going to achieve your goals, that's when you open up your manila envelope and you go, Well, let me tell you about competitor A. Their call to action is text 333 to receive something of amazing, yeah, value. And let me show you about competitor B. They're doing the same thing. Why is, and then flip the script. Why is their legal team comfortable doing this, but you're afraid to do this? Right? Legal's expecting that. And if you aren't doing that, you are surrendering your responsibility as the marketing lead to ask what you need to be successful. Got it? It's actually just that simple. And if you can build a case, then it's then you've developed a plausible argument that marketing is, that, excuse me, that legal is willing to surrender to. And if you don't do that, I actually think it's like malpractice or dereliction of duty. Because part of your job is to not be lazy. And a lazy marketer would bring it to legal and let legal be the final arbiter. But that's not you. You apparently got dressed up in the morning to do a great job, to get results, to drive revenue, to help your company create new customers and grow the brand. That's why you became a marketer. So if you're finding, and only you can answer this, but you got to be honest with yourself, if you're finding that you aren't willing to do that extra work, then your results are always going to be watered down because you aren't willing to go the distance on behalf of the shareholders, the investors, your boss, and even yourself. What goals do you have for yourself, and where are you not stepping up to the plate? And if you're an agency, that's part of your job too. Because what's going to happen is they're going to push back at you. And instead of surrendering, somebody has to stand up for the marketing goals. And often the marketer for the in-house company, the one that hires the agency, isn't strong enough mentally to stand up to the legal. So you've got to build a coalition. You got to do your research. You got to charge them extra. Oh, Todd, no, this isn't my job. Of course it is. Results is your job. And if your call to action is watered down, you ain't doing your job. Peace.